The Fijian Health Ministry has recorded 352 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. The minister has also confirmed three more deaths due to the coronavirus, bringing the death toll to 33. Yesterday, the Fiji Health Ministry reported a daily record of 522 new cases, with a total of more than 5,000 active cases in isolation. Joining me now is Lide Mavono in Suva. Bulavinaka, Lide.
Bulavinaka and kia ora to you, Susanna.
Kia ora, Lide. I want to check the figures with you, and I appreciate the email that you sent me earlier. How are the figures collected? We've got 352. That's until what time, that number? What period does that record?
Okay, so the government committed to giving us daily reports at 3 o'clock every day. And so the figures they give us at 3 o'clock are for the 24-hour period from 8 a.m. the day before to 8 a.m. on the day that they're reporting. So, for example, today the figures are 352. And so that's for 8 a.m. Sunday to 8 a.m. Monday.
Very good. And then, of course, the figures yesterday was 522. So the numbers have dropped slightly, which is a good sign.
Oh, well, dropped slightly, but, you know, tomorrow could be anything, Susanna, because yesterday we had 522, whereas for the previous 24-hour reporting period before that, we had 386. And so that was a jump of more than 130 cases. And so the biggest jump we've had so far, actually. And so, you know, when we get a drop like this one, we're kind of you can breathe a little better, but, you know, you hold on to that breath because you don't know what the next day will bring. We've been told to expect up to 700 cases a day within a 4-day period from the middle of last week. So we're not waiting. We're not optimistic when the numbers drop a little bit, Susanna.
And further grim news today, the Colonial War Memorial Hospital, it's reported a morgue that's full.
That's right. And that particular morgue is the biggest in the country. And so if they're reporting that the morgue at the Colonial War Memorial Hospital, or CWM, is full, that means, too, that all of the neighboring morgue facilities are full, too. Because what they're saying now is we have to hurry up with dealing with the funeral rites, the final rites of our loved ones. So it's a scary situation, but it's a situation that they had said was the hallmark of a worst-case scenario when this whole outbreak began in April.
And the CWM hospital, that's the only hospital in Suva, it's now dedicated solely to treating COVID-19 patients. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. On the 1st of June, they announced that they had detected an outbreak within the CWM. So CWM is a 400 to 500 bed hospital. So it's the biggest in the country, comparable with the Lautoka Hospital, which, of course, had faced a similar situation when the outbreak first began in April. So what they did was try to contain it, but they failed miserably at doing that. But since the AusMed and NZMed teams have come in about 2 weeks ago now, part of their planning or part of the guidelines that they've given our health authorities is to move COVID care out of that main hospital into the field hospitals that have been set up in our spotting city just outside of the central business district. So in the next week or so, we expect that CWM will no longer be a COVID-only care facility, Susanna.
And what's happening with non-COVID patients who would otherwise be going to CWM hospital at the moment?
I think, they haven't said so, but I think that's the main reason that the AusMed and NZMed teams have suggested or recommended moving COVID care out of the main hospital, because that particular hospital looks after about 300,000 of our population. And this particular island that the capital is on, Vitilevu, is home to 600,000 people. So effectively, that hospital looks after half of the population of this entire island, the main island of Fiji. And so it's been a complete breakdown over the past month. We've had, for example, the maternity ward of the hospital, which is a site of increasing infections, by the way, had been redistributed all all over the city and into the neighboring town of Nasinu. So, for example, they were doing cesareans on top of a ship, on top of a government ship that's been repurposed into a hospital. They'd moved positive moms and positive newborns to a small maternity hospital about 45 minutes outside of the city. And so what we were seeing over the past 2 weeks is a situation where people weren't eating. So, for example, within the CWM itself, with kitchen staff being infected, people weren't getting meals for up to three quarters of the day, two meals, sometimes three meals. And so that was happening when they were redistributing non-COVID medical care outside of CWM as well. So it's been very difficult. This is a very dangerous time to get sick, not just from COVID-19, from anything else, really, Susanna.
Yes, understandable. Now, let's look at the rules around funerals. What are they at the moment in Fiji?
Well, it had come down from 100 people since the pandemic began last year to right down to 20 when this particular outbreak began. And then when they realized that funerals continued to take place and that people were not adhering to COVID protocols around social functions and funerals in particular, they cut it right down to 10. And then now we're being told 5. But over the past week, now they're not allowing relatives of the deceased to go and retrieve the bodies themselves. So what happens is you don't even have a grave site mourning at the funeral as well. What happens is officials bring in the bodies, and the corrections team, which is made up of inmates from our prisons, now fully covered in PPE gear, will go ahead and retrieve the body and conduct the funeral themselves, with families staying a safe distance away. So while the Ministry of Health has announced that now people need to retrieve the bodies of their loved ones, it's hinting at the possibility of an even more drastic change to final rites in these times.
What would that drastic change look like?
People are hinting at the possibility of cremations. As you know, we have a very large Hindu population here, owing to Fijians of Indian descent. And so cremations are not a foreign thing for us. Every major cemetery all around the country will include crematoriums. And so there's been a shift as well within the non-Hindu population, within the Christian population as well, people opting for cremations, because we have had an issue in recent years over overcrowding in our cemeteries, if I can call it that. And so it looks to be that way. It looks like we will have a situation where people will have to opt for cremations.
So that's a watching brief, really, just waiting and seeing how that evolves.
Yes, it is. But I think given the number of the increasing number of cases, but more importantly, the increasing numbers of severe cases, and then more so, the number of people who are refusing medical treatment, who only come to the hospitals when they're close to death or have already died at home. And that particular trend has increased consistently over the past 2 weeks. So that tells, those of us who have been watching the pandemic unfold into a worst case scenario, that this is where we're headed. We're heading into a situation where Fijians have to work very hard and dig deep into adjusting to what will probably be very difficult realities ahead of us.
And do you think that there will be any changes? Are you hearing any further discussion around changes towards a lockdown happening?
Sadly, no. We're constantly asking about it. We're constantly asking for rationales as to why not. And we're constantly, we're very close to suggesting it and voicing the calls for it from just about every sector of society. But no, the answer is always a very adamant no, we will not have a lockdown. No, the lockdown is not the best thing. No, the lockdown will not work in our situation. And no, we can't afford the lockdown has been have been the response from the government. And they've said too that given that the hotspots are informal settlements and given that the hotspots are highly populated neighborhoods where homes are very close to each other, that even a lockdown may not be as effective as it was in other countries is what they're saying. Now, of course, people continue to call for it, given that last year when the pandemic reached Fiji, it was a lockdown that they instituted immediately and that controlled the pandemic within a month.
Vinaka, Vinaka, Vinaka Vakalevu, Lithe, really appreciate being able to speak with you tonight, and I'm pretty certain we'll talk to you again this week.
Unfortunately, I agree, Susanna. Things are going to worsen and we will be talking some more. But thank you for the opportunity.
You too. All the very best, Lithe. Good night.
Good night.